Welcome back. Welcome to Module 8. And we're going to talk about pattern interrupts and stealth redirects. Now, if that doesn't ring a bell, don't worry about it. I'm going to break it down for you, as the modern lingo goes, and we're going to have fun with it. So, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, your tour guide on this continuing, ongoing tour of conversational hypnosis. And let's go ahead and jump in and look at pattern interrupt. Now, pattern interrupt is, as the name implies, interrupting a pattern. We all have patterns. Before we talk about how to interrupt them, let's talk about what they are. You may think that you're a unique individual and a free thinker, and that you come up with your own ideas all the time, and you do what you want to do when you want to do it. And that, to a large degree, is true. However, when we look at doing what you want to do when you want to do it, the you that is making that decision in those sentences is your subconscious mind. You do what your subconscious mind wants you to do when your subconscious mind wants you to do it. Now, this may be difficult to accept, possibly, especially if you think you're a free spirit and a free thinker and so forth. But look at your life for a moment. Let's look at your bedtime routine. And some people may say, well, I don't have a bedtime routine. I just go to sleep whenever I want. Well, that's your bedtime routine, going to sleep whenever you want. That's part of your pattern. And I guarantee that if you start looking at it more closely, there are commonalities in each day. If we compare one day to the next, and then we throw in a third day, and we look at all three of them, we're going to see some factors that are common. Now, some people are very regimented, and they know they have a bedtime, and they know they have a bedtime routine, and they just follow it, and they don't have any problem following that. They actually feel good about having such a routine patterned life. I floss my teeth at a certain time for a certain amount of time, and then I wash my face, and then I go to sleep. That's not my routine, but some people have a routine like that. I have routines just like everyone else does. So you need to recognize that humans, all humans, you included, all humans have patterns that they follow. Now, sometimes these patterns are helpful, and sometimes they're harmful. Sometimes it just doesn't matter. Sometimes they're just patterns that happen, and that's just life. That's just what you do. For example, when you read a book, well, there may not be any right way or wrong way to read a book. There's just the way that you happen to read a book, and that's okay. The problem arises when we have a pattern that's no longer serving us. Some people have patterns that never did serve them. For example, perhaps you've been together so long with this person that you can make them mad just by saying a word or making a gesture, and that sets them off. That's their anchor, in fact, from a previous module. That anchors them to hating you, despising you even more, because that reminds them of what you did that made them mad in the first place, and you're just reinforcing it with that little word or that little gesture that shows that you don't care, whatever the situation is. I'm sure you've been in a similar situation, but each relationship has its particular interactions that can be non-productive. I have yet to see a perfect relationship. And that goes for interpersonal relationships, that goes for business relationships, that goes for any kind of relationship. Relationships are not perfect, and that's okay, because that makes life interesting. But if you have patterns that you were previously unaware of, or perhaps you were aware of, but you didn't change them, well, now it's time to change them. So pattern interrupt is going to help with that. It's also going to help with changing your beliefs, changing what you think is possible. When we see change happen, we realize that even more change is possible beyond that. Let me tell you a little story about a Chinese prisoner. And this guy was in a prison in China. I don't know what he had done, but he worked in a shop there, and he collected the metal shavings when they would fall on the ground, and he would put them in a bottle in his room. And he collected them over the years, and eventually he was released from prison. And when he got out, he kept the bottle. Anyway, as the story goes, one day the bottle broke. He accidentally broke it. And when he broke it, the metal shavings had formed together. They had formed together as one, and they remained in the shape of the bottle. And the other part of the story is that while in the prison cell, he would walk in a certain pattern because he only had 4 feet by 4 feet to walk in. And when he got out, he continued, even in his home when he was free, to walk in that little pattern in the middle of his living room, 4 feet by 4 feet. He liked to stay in that little configuration. So he, just like the metal shavings in the bottle, had conformed. And even after they were free, they still conformed. So you, believe it or not, have conformed. You just are not aware of all the areas in which you have conformed. By the way, sometimes patterns, as I said before, are helpful. Sometimes patterns don't need to be changed. For example, if you have decided to conform to the law and not break the law, if you've decided to stop at red lights and go when it's green and drive on the correct side of the road, well, that's all good stuff, and I'm happy for you, and I want you to continue doing that because I don't want to be run off the road by someone who's driving on the wrong side of the road. But at any rate, we all have patterns. Some of them serve us, like keeping us out of jail. Others do not, because other patterns are completely unnecessary, like the metal shavings once they were free from the bottle, or the Chinese prisoner once he was free from prison. These patterns don't serve us, these inappropriate patterns. We need to let them go. So look for patterns in your life that you can change. I want to talk about a couple different patterns and how you can interrupt them, how you can change them. And this is done very easily. It's something that's so simple, you're going to wonder, why didn't I do this before? Now, keep in mind the trap. The trap is, it's so simple you might think you don't need to do it, but you do. You do need to break yourself out of these patterns. You need to make sure that you are freeing yourself from patterns which are not helpful. So, identify the pattern that is not helping you. For example, let's look at a couple examples. In dating, maybe you're not even aware of it, but maybe you have a pattern of being unsuccessful in dating. Maybe you go into a nightclub and you're meeting a blind date. It seems that everyone meets off the internet these days, so you haven't seen the person until this night. And you walk into the nightclub and they walk into the nightclub and you start going into your pattern. So let's look at this in a more detailed analysis. First of all, hopefully you anchored yourself to confidence before you walked in and the sense of humor using the information from the previous module. Secondly, what are you doing in this date that hasn't served you before? Are there things that you do during this date that you shouldn't be doing? And perhaps you know you shouldn't be doing them because you look at other people on dates, other men or women, and you realize that they're not doing that, and they seem to be having more fun than you. Maybe they're more outgoing. Maybe they crack more jokes. Maybe they're more relaxed. Maybe they dress differently. But you, because you feel that you must be a certain way, have a pattern. We can all find things about ourselves that are negative patterns if we look closely enough. So think about yourself in a dating situation. And if you're not a person who's dating or interested in dating, then just use this as an example to free your mind. What you want to focus on are those things that you're doing that are not serving you. You're doing them anyway. You're doing them just out of routine because you think you have to or you think you should. Maybe you have dressed a certain way, but you always wish you could dress with more style. Why not do that? Why not take a chance? The way that this advice helps is when you apply it to situations that aren't working. If you have, in the past, struggled with dating, for example, the first date happens and the second date doesn't, that's a struggle, that's a problem. You've got to do something different. You've got to interrupt your pattern. You've got to be willing to try a number of things. So dressing differently is an easy one. Find someone who is a hero for you. Brad Pitt, for example. Find a hero that you like and take a chance and dress like them. You don't have to look just like them, but take a chance. Do something different. Interrupt your pattern. If you would normally sit quietly through the date and you know that that is not effective, it doesn't lead you to the next date or whatever your goal may be on that date, first kiss or what have you, then don't sit quietly through the date. Do something different. Take a chance. If you go to a karaoke bar and you normally wouldn't sing karaoke, interrupt your pattern. Sing it. If you sound bad, guess what? Everyone sounds bad when they do karaoke the right way. Don't you just hate those people who get up there and they sound so good when they do karaoke? No one really likes them. They don't want that. They want entertainment. Entertainment from karaoke comes when someone sounds terrible, when they're trying their best, but they sound terrible. That's entertaining. And the crowd loves it. Their hearts go out to that poor soul. Suddenly you have the love of the audience and the admiration of your date, because let's face it, it takes guts to do that. If you sing well, it doesn't take guts to get in front of a crowd and sing. It just takes a microphone. But if you don't sing well and you try to sing well, that takes guts. And that is seen as something powerful. So interrupting your pattern can happen in a number of ways in a dating situation. You've got to identify your pattern. If you normally laugh at the person's jokes and you feel that this makes you come across as weak, you know those people, and hopefully you're not one, but you may be. They just laugh at everything the person says. Ah, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. That's great. Even if it's not funny. Guess what? James Bond doesn't laugh at jokes that aren't funny. I know he's a fictitious character, and if you're a woman listening to this, then imagine Juanita Bond will make James Bond a woman. That's not the way that that character would interact. This is a powerful character, a fictitious character, but modeled after a powerful person. People respect people who respect themselves. If you are one of those people who happens to laugh at everything, well, people know that everything's not funny. You're not fooling anyone. You're only weakening your stance. So choose a stronger stance. Interrupt your pattern. I'm not saying that you have any of those patterns. I don't know you personally. But I am telling you that if you look hard enough, you'll find patterns. And the way to break them is just to shake yourself up, to make yourself do something different, to take a chance. You've anchored yourself for success and confidence. So go ahead and do it. Dress differently, act differently, do things differently, take a chance. I want to let you in on a secret technique that I think you'll get a lot of mileage out of. Once you've identified a pattern that's not working, or a series of patterns, something that helps in a lot of cases is to pretend that you're teaching someone how to use the pattern. So let's say, for example, in our dating situation, we have a person who is walking into the date not wearing clothes that are hip or cool, not acting positive and in charge, and laughing at jokes that aren't actually funny, just out of lack of confidence. If you can be so bold as to take a good look at yourself and see what you're doing, quote-unquote, wrong, what you're doing that's ineffective, I like to say. If you can be that bold to take an honest look at yourself and identify those things, then you can use this technique. All you do is look in the mirror and pretend that you're explaining to someone how to blow it, how to mess it up, how to make a, quote, big mistake like you did. Explain to them from beginning to end, okay? You're going to have to dress like you're not really cool. You're going to have to act like you have no confidence. And you're going to have to avoid taking chances. As you're explaining this to the man or woman in the mirror, you start to see how absurd it is that someone would actually go through this pattern or this series of patterns expecting success, expecting to get the second date or the first kiss. So this pattern is this pattern of talking to yourself in the mirror. This technique is helpful when you have identified some negative patterns and you can then explain how to do that to someone else. You see how ridiculous that seems? Let me tell you how to mess up a date. Let me tell you how to not get the first kiss. Let me tell you how to not go in somewhere and get someone's phone number. Let me tell you all the ways not to be successful. As you're doing that, you will find that you're interrupting your own pattern. You're realizing, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this every time? Why am I going to do this again? Next date, I'm not. I'm going to change it. I'm going to interrupt it. So the next time you're getting dressed, you remember talking to the man or woman in the mirror, telling them about the clothes you wear that are out of date, telling them about the haircut you have that really isn't helping. And you start to think, wait a minute, you know, I've got these other clothes here that I've been a little too scared to wear. I know how to style my hair a little better. I know how to be strong and not laugh at jokes that aren't funny. I know how to do these things. I know how to take charge and stand my ground. So I'm going to do them. Insight is very helpful. So what we've talked about in the first part of this module is interrupting your own pattern, getting yourself out of your funk. Don't we all get in those from time to time? I know I do. Sometimes I'll wake up late and just kind of stare at the ceiling fan. Have you ever done that? Just wake up and stare at the ceiling fan. I'm one of those people who doesn't punch a time clock. When I see clients, it's later in the day. I have my mornings free. I can do what I want. I live on an island. I can get on my wave runner and go out to different islands. So sometimes, believe it or not, I wake up and just stare at the ceiling fan. Well, I started to notice that. And there's nothing wrong with it, really, because it's nice to wake up slowly. It's nice. It's relaxing. But you can get yourself into a rut where you're not being very productive, or you're wasting an hour staring at a ceiling fan, and that's what was happening to me. We all do it. We all waste time that we shouldn't waste. A little bit of relaxation in the morning is great, but when you start to feel guilty because you're sitting there staring at a ceiling fan, that's ridiculous. Why? I have all this knowledge about hypnosis. What was I doing? So I had to find a way to interrupt it. You see, we get into these ruts, and people say, oh, why don't you just stop that? It's like smoking. I've never smoked, but I know people who do. And the advice from others is always, why don't you just stop that? Well, I've worked with a lot of smokers, and I know it doesn't work that way. But interrupting a pattern does. So whether you're staring at a ceiling fan or smoking, you've got to interrupt your pattern. So for me, what I did was I started going to sleep with the blinds open. I have Venetian blinds. And they have horizontal slits in them. And I live on the water, so the sun shining in can be kind of bright. But I blocked it out, and that allowed me to just kind of space out. Well, when the sun shines in, when the blinds are open, the sun, not a reflection of the sun, but the sun itself will shine right on my face in my bed. The sun comes up at such an angle that it'll shine right through the window on my face. That's intense in the morning. But that's what it took. The sun shining in my face. I don't want to have that happen in the morning. So I would have to get up and close the blinds. In getting up, I found that I stayed up. That's what interrupted the pattern for me. Your challenge, and I know you can see the homework coming, your challenge is going to be similar, finding those patterns. But let's not talk about homework or fun work just yet. Let's talk about using pattern interrupts to control others. And I know that's what you've been waiting for, isn't it? Oh, good, pattern interrupts and stealth redirects, controlling others. Now, let me say that word again, that phrase again, stealth redirect. And yes, I'm saying stealth. Doesn't the military have a stealth bomber or something that can go in under the radar, under the enemy radar, and drop bombs or something like that? Well, that's the same kind of thing. You're going to go in under the radar, not the enemy radar, but under the radar, and you're going to drop bombs. Bombs that people don't even know about. Bombs that work for you. Good bombs. Conversation bombs. That's what you're going to do with your stealth technique. So let's look at how it works. Well, there are several ways to do this. There's the conversation change. There's the instant induction. And there's the direct suggestion. Okay, so what do I mean by all of this lingo I'm throwing at you? The conversation change is the first stealth redirect technique, and that simply means changing the conversation. If you're in a conversation with someone, you can change it. Now, if you do it the wrong way, you're going to seem rude, but I'm going to teach you how to do it the right way. The instant induction means just what it sounds like, putting someone into hypnosis instantly. And the direct suggestion means giving someone a command. Now, we're getting into some really serious stuff here. These techniques can be very powerful. We're going to talk later about suggestibility tests, deciding who is a good subject for certain techniques, because these techniques, as you probably gather, are very powerful. You can do some amazing things with someone in person. Maybe you've seen street hypnotists or stage hypnotists who just say sleep and the person goes into hypnosis. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to share with you. I want to tell you how to do that. I want to expose the great secrets of the hypnotists. Now, I'm going to talk later on about suggestibility tests, but I do want to say for now that you need to keep in mind that not everyone is equally suggestible. When you get into techniques like this, where you're trying to get someone to, for example, go into hypnosis from a waking state, you want to make sure you've got someone suggestible before you try such a thing. So I'm going to expose you to the information now, and later on I'm going to teach you how to do suggestibility tests. And the reason is that when you do your homework, I don't want you screening the possible candidates. I just want you trying it with a few people or with one person. I don't want you worrying about who's a good candidate for now. Just practice it and have fun with it, and don't worry about that for now. By the time you finish this course, you'll have everything you need, so don't worry. But the stealth redirect happens like this. You're engaged in a conversation with someone. You're just talking. Hello, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. You know, whatever you're talking about. And then you introduce an unusual comment into the conversation. And the third part of it is the redirect, where you'll either have them change the conversation, or you'll instantly put them into hypnosis, or you'll give them a direct suggestion. Now, this works great if you're having a boring conversation with someone. Let's say you're on a date, or you're in a sales meeting or something, and you're just having a boring conversation with the person and you really want to get out of it. The way that this works is very nice. So here's how it works. Conversation's going on. That's the first part. Hello, how are you? Fine, thank you. You know, whatever you're talking about, you're talking about in your conversation. The unusual comment is then introduced. And I recommend saying something that's a little crazy, but not so crazy as to cause people to think that you're crazy. One unusual comment that I've used when I've taught classes before is, hey, is that a UFO? You see, it's a bizarre comment, but it gets people's attention. And then you point. You actually point. You can even do this if you're in a room. You just point to the window. Hey, is that a UFO? People will look. So the pattern interrupt comes in that form, an unusual comment. You can slip in any unusual comment you want. It doesn't have to be that one. It doesn't always have to be the same one. In fact, it's better if it's specific to the context that you're in. If you're at a birthday party and you're talking with someone about the birthday and how wonderful it is, maybe the unusual comment could be, you know, my grandmother died at her birthday party. Sounds a little strange, but it's unusual enough to shake the person up, but not so bizarre that, like the UFO comment, that they're going to think that you're out of your mind. You're just sharing information with them. But you see how it's a little shocking for you to suddenly say something like that? My grandmother died instantly at her birthday party. Or my grandmother died yesterday at her birthday party. Something like that. It's got to be something that doesn't just, you know, oh, okay, that happened, great. It doesn't just get accepted. It's got to be something that shakes them up a little bit. So in the context of the conversation, come up with something that's going to shake them up a little bit. You probably don't want to say, oh my God, the building's on fire, or anything like that. But somewhere between the building's on fire and a really boring comment that they won't even notice. You know, people space out during conversations. They just check out because they just don't care sometimes. They're on autopilot. They're giving you the mandatory head nods and the uh-huh and the oh really, but they're really not paying attention to what you're saying. They're in hypnosis. They're in an alpha state, and that's fine. Everyone does that. You've got to temporarily snap them out of that, though, with an unusual comment. Okay, so we've had our conversation, and it can be an interesting conversation. It doesn't have to be a boring conversation. It can be any conversation, talking about anything. But the unusual comment happens. So the first part is the conversation happening. The second part is the unusual comment. And the unusual comment can happen right away, or you can wait 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It really doesn't matter. But you want to introduce the unusual comment. After you introduce the unusual comment, you want to redirect them. Now, the redirect can happen in one of three ways. You can do a conversation change in which you change what you're talking about with them. Because once you have them off guard with the unusual comment, their brain is kind of reeling for a few moments. They were in a pattern. Remember we talked earlier about patterns? Patterns you have when you wake up or go to bed, patterns you have in dating. They were in a pattern. They were talking about something. They don't know what to do next because they had planned to tell you the next fascinating fact. So you have them at a disadvantage. Their brain is essentially in a hypnotic state, so you can redirect them to where you want them to go. So one of your options is to just change the conversation. If you didn't like what you were talking about, you can change the conversation and make it something different. The second option is an instant induction. You can instantly put someone into hypnosis in this particular situation. So you would have the conversation, you'd introduce the unusual comment, they would be thrown off kilter a little bit, and then you would simply say sleep, and they would go into hypnosis. Now, when you practice this, keep in mind that not everyone is suggestible enough to respond positively to this particular technique, because some people, when you tell them sleep, they're not suggestible enough to actually go into a deeper state of hypnosis. But I want you to have fun with this first. That's why I'm not telling you the suggestibility tests first. Have fun with it, and later on we'll learn how to pick and choose your people who you're going to work with. Okay, the third option is to give them a direct suggestion. Remember, you've had the conversation with them. You've introduced the unusual comment to them to throw them off base. Now you can do a direct suggestion. You can actually tell them to do something. Let's say you have a spouse who's talking about something. You throw them off base by saying, hey, was that a B-52 bomber that just flew by? Or something completely out of the ordinary. You can introduce pretty much anything as long as it doesn't seem too bizarre. But it throws them off base a little bit, and then you can give them a direct suggestion. You can say, hey, take out the trash. And even though you're dealing with someone who may have wanted to be in that conversation and wasn't even thinking about taking out the trash, because their mind is reeling and looking for something to cling on to at that moment, when you direct them to take out the trash, they actually think that's a good idea. They think that's a wonderful thing to do because they're looking for something to do. Their brain is looking for somewhere to go. You've uprooted them. They were going to jump across this body of water and land on the other side, and suddenly the other side is gone. And you're saying, okay, the other side is gone. Now land here safely. Land with taking out the trash. So that gives them somewhere to go. That gives them a landing point. Your command is their new landing point because you've taken away the one that they had in mind. So to review, with the stealth redirect, you're having a conversation with the person. There is an unusual comment introduced, and then you have one of three options, one of three ways to redirect them. You can redirect them through a conversation change, just changing the topic. You can redirect them through instant induction, telling them to sleep. And then you have someone who's in hypnosis. You need to be very careful, as I said at the outset of this program, that you're only having them do things that you'd want them to do, and they would also want themselves to do things that are good for them and not anything that would harm them, not anything they wouldn't normally do. Your third option is the direct suggestion. Rather than inducing them into hypnosis, you can simply say, take out the trash, turn the TV down, bring me a beer. Whatever you want to say to them, you can say to them. Now, we're going to talk later on, as I said, about suggestibility tests to see who would be suggestible, because some people you can do this to and it won't work because you haven't done a pretest on them to determine suggestibility. So I want you to have a little fun with this. That's why I'm saving the suggestibility test, but enjoy it, have fun with it, and then we'll talk about that later. Now I want to go back a little bit and talk a little more about pattern interrupts that you can do on yourself. We looked at the dating situation. I also want to give you a sales situation. Let's say, for example, you're going into a situation where you have to sell something. Let's say that you sell vinyl siding for houses. Let's just make that up. You sell vinyl siding for houses. And when you do that, keep in mind, you can use the stealth redirect. You can have a conversation, introduce an unusual comment, and then say, sign here, sign the contract. If you have someone suggestible, it makes it that simple. But let's go back and analyze that situation in terms of a pattern interrupt that you can do on yourself to snap yourself out of your normal rut, because you probably have a routine that you go through when dealing with people, which has a certain percentage of success, but it's probably not totally 100%. It's hopefully pretty high, but it could be better. Well, what you need to do is analyze those things that you're doing before and during the sales situation. And in sales, it also matters what you do after the situation in terms of calling them. For example, do you call them too much? Hey, do you want to sign next Tuesday? Hey, are you sure you don't want to get this, to buy this? Look at the situation from beginning to end. Let's take a look at the preparation that you're making before going into this sale. Now, you may not be a salesperson, but all of us are involved in sales to some degree. We have to sell ourselves every day in many different situations. So just see how this can apply in your life. The way you dress before you go into the sales situation, or if it's on the phone, the way you prepare yourself. Are you thinking positively? Or are you thinking, oh, this customer won't buy. This is just one of those tough customers I wish I didn't even have to deal with. Is that what you're thinking? Those kinds of thoughts? If you are, that's fine that you've thought that way in the past. You're only human. But you need to snap yourself out of that. What can you do to interrupt that? And I want to tell you that before you go into a sales situation and the customer can't even see you, you can do practically anything when you're in the privacy of your own home. Why not turn up some music that you wouldn't normally turn up? Why not dance around a little bit? See, when we do pattern interrupts, we want to do something a little bizarre. We want to do something a little crazy. And if no one's watching, it doesn't matter. So you want to do something different. Maybe there's a silly song you can sing before you go into the sales meeting, something that will loosen you up a little bit, change your state, get you out of your funk, get you out of your rut. Because if you're going into that situation with the same mindset that you've always had that produces limited results, you're going to keep getting those limited results. So it's ineffective. How are you dressing? Why not dress differently? Why not take a chance? If you dress overly conservative and you're only selling 70% of what you're going after, why not try dressing more casually? If you're dressing more casually, why not try dressing more conservatively? If your hair is long, why not get it cut? If it's styled a certain way, why not style it a different way? Little changes can go a long way in terms of interrupting your pattern. When you dress differently, for example, when you put on different clothes than you would normally wear, you're kind of portraying a character. You're dressing like someone who you really envy, hopefully. Someone who's more relaxed than you, someone who's quote-unquote cooler than you. You're playing a character. It's like you're in a play. When you play a character, you act differently. You're dressing differently, so you act differently. You have interrupted your pattern. And that's a good thing. You want to interrupt your pattern if it's not effective for you. If your pattern's fine, don't interrupt it. But if you have identified a pattern that's ineffective, you need to interrupt it. During the talk, what are you talking about? Are you laughing at everything they say if it's not funny? Are you not laughing at anything they say when perhaps you should sometimes to show some respect? Whatever you've done in the past, do something different. Make yourself do something different. You're going to have to force yourself the first few times, but interrupt yourself. Catch yourself. Call yourself out on this and change it. Also, as we looked at in the dating situation, I want you to describe to the man or woman in the mirror how to fail. Tell them from beginning to end how to mess up this sale. I dress a certain way. I do this. I do that. They're certainly going to dislike this. And this is how I'm not going to get them to sign the contract. If you can describe to yourself in the mirror how to fail, you're going to see how ridiculous it is that you would follow that pattern. that you would set yourself up for failure like that. And as you're going through the process that you've described for failure, you're going to see each step of the way, aha, maybe I shouldn't do this. This is part of the formula that I follow when I fail. Maybe I can change it. Aha, here I am in the sales situation, and I want to shake the person's hand, but I'm kind of shy, and my hands are in my pockets. I'm not establishing rapport. I'm not making eye contact. That's one of the ways that I described to the person in the mirror about how to fail. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to force myself to make eye contact and have that positive rapport. So I want you to have fun with this. Let's take a little quiz, and then we'll get to the homework, or, as you know, the fun work. So quiz question number one. Tell me one type of redirect. When we looked at stealth redirects, there's a process, a three-step process, and then there are three types of redirects for the third part of the process. So tell me one type of redirect. Once you have them in that situation where you want them, tell me one thing you can do with them. That's question number one. Question number two is, tell me the process of the stealth redirect. Tell me the process. I'll give you a hint. The third part of the process, it's a three-step process, is the stealth redirect itself. What are parts one and two? Okay. Let's look at the answers. Or if you need more time, go ahead and pause this. Okay, let's take a look at the answers. Question number one. Tell me one type of redirect. Well, your answer could have been any of the following. Conversation change, instant induction, or direct suggestion. Those are the three things that you can do with someone during the stealth redirect. Those are three ways in which you can redirect them. Question number two, what is the process of the stealth redirect? The process is very straightforward. It starts with the conversation, and then you introduce the unusual comment, and then you introduce the stealth redirect. Now, the unusual comment and the stealth redirect, you may be wondering about the time there. How long do you have to do that? Once you've introduced the unusual comment, do you have a minute? Do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 10 minutes? You have a matter of seconds. So if you're going to change the conversation, change it quickly. You probably have up to 5 seconds. So do it quickly. Their brain is looking for somewhere to go. It's going to find it. The brain always finds something to do next. Whether it's productive or not, it's going to find something to do next. You need to provide that thing quickly before some other thing occurs to them. Whether it's the conversation change, instant induction, or the direct suggestion, you want to do that quickly. Okay, so that was the quiz, and I hope you did well on that. If not, then just go ahead and review the material. Now, one thing I want to point out is we talked about the instant induction, and you may be thinking, okay, well, I've done this conversation and introduced the unusual comment, and then I put them into hypnosis, but what in the world do I do with them now? I've got a person in hypnosis. If you have a person who is that suggestible that they are in hypnosis after you follow that process, you need to be very careful. Everything that you say, they potentially can do. It's kind of like you're suddenly responsible for a drunk person. Be very respectful. Keep them out of harm's way. They're in hypnosis, but they don't realize they're in hypnosis. Their brain has essentially been tricked into bypassing where it was trying to go and having it redirected into hypnosis. Make sure that you only have them do things that they would normally do, and that you don't take advantage of them in any way. And I'm telling you this because you're being trusted with a very powerful tool here. So use it wisely. So your homework is to discover in yourself what those patterns are. We all have patterns that we follow. Discover what your patterns are. And it doesn't have to be in dating or in sales. It can be in waking up in the morning. I talked about how I wake up in the morning and I stare at the ceiling fan for a long time. And I talked about how I snap myself out of that. The first step is to identify your patterns. And I don't mean patterns that are helpful, like brushing your teeth before you go to sleep. That's a helpful pattern. Eating a few meals a day, as long as they're healthy meals, that's a helpful pattern. But what are the patterns that you've allowed yourself to get into that are not helpful? Identify them. And they're going to be very subtle things. You may even want to ask your friends, hey, what are some of the things that I do, like a machine or a robot that maybe I could change? And then once you've identified them, I want you to interrupt them. If you normally reach for the jelly donuts, I want you to catch yourself reaching for the jelly donuts, but suddenly make yourself do some jumping jacks, maybe 5 jumping jacks, as long as it's not going to embarrass you and people aren't watching you. But you get the idea. When you interrupt a pattern, you have to do something out of the ordinary, something unusual, so that it becomes difficult to get back into that pattern. Okay, so that's the first part of your homework. The second part is the stealth redirect. And if you want to do the instant induction or the direct suggestion, that's fine. You can do that. But the only homework I'm assigning to you at this point is to do the conversation change. I want you to have a conversation with someone and then introduce an appropriate yet unusual comment, something that makes sense but yet is unusual enough to throw them off. And then I want you to change the conversation. Now, if you do this the right way, it won't seem rude because they're looking for somewhere to go. It's not like you're saying, I don't want to talk about that anymore. That's boring. Let's talk about this. It's a way of doing that, but in a very sneaky way. You're having the conversation. Whether it's boring or not doesn't matter. You're introducing an unusual comment, and then you're changing the conversation. They're actually going to be thankful because their brain wants somewhere to go. Oh my goodness. I was talking about toy trains and how exciting they are at Christmas time and how I collect them, which I don't, by the way. But, and so you say, really? Because last Christmas, Santa Claus actually did come down my chimney. Okay, that's an unusual comment. It has to do with something you were talking about, but it's different enough to get their attention. They're not just going to space out through that comment. They're going to pay attention to it and say, are you serious? And immediately change the subject. You know, my uncle flies fighter jets and he's a billionaire, so he started collecting them. Change the conversation. It doesn't have to be a boring conversation that you're having, and you don't have to change it to something exciting, but you want to make sure that you are changing the conversation after introducing the unusual comment. That is your homework, your fun work. I hope you enjoy it. And I will see you back in the next module where we'll have even more fun. And as you can see, you're starting to get some tools in your tool belt, some toys in the toy box, whatever you want to say, things that are going to help you. So you're starting to see how these muscles, these conversational muscles, are developing in very interesting ways, very good ways. So enjoy it. Go out there and have some fun with this. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding day.